Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Case of the Cryptic Crinoline by Nancy Springer, narrated by Catherine Kellgren, and directed by Rob Grannis.
Scutari, Turkey, 1855. The faint of heart may proceed directly to Chapter the First. On the hilltop above the harbour stands the huge square building that used to be the barracks for the Turkish army, but is now hell's home on earth. The stench of bloated carcasses, cow, horse, human, floating in the sea, is nothing compared with the stench within that massive masonry cube. Shoulder to shoulder on its stone floors lie wounded, sick, or dying men, mostly young British soldiers, many without even a straw pallet beneath them or a blanket for covering. Hell is relatively quiet, so deeply desperate, helpless, and weak are the patients that they languish almost soundless, dying by the thousands of infection, gangrene, and cholera. One of those lying insensible, not likely to live through the approaching night, is a young fellow just 20 years of age. By his side crouches a frightened girl, even younger than he, his bride of less than a year, who has come to this awful place with him. Most of the men's wives have come along, trailing the regiments with babes in arms, for no way is provided for the soldiers to send home their pay, and separated from their husbands, the women will starve. Many of them are starving anyway. Watching her husband die, the girl maintains the mute, shivering, and mostly silent misery characteristic of Scutari, for she has seen too much death. She realizes that she herself might...